So reading about her Vaidagya nature, and reading about her seven oceans, particularly Vaidagya Sindhu. And we were describing Radharani's 64 qualities, 64 arts, which all the gopis have. And I have to imagine that Radharani has all these arts. She knows all these things perfectly. Dancing and painting the teeth with different designs, making music in water, cupping your hands and making... So we're going through these 64 arts to understand what do gopis do? They do so many things. They have so many services that they do. Vilakkusamanjali and Sankalpa Kalpadruma, Utkalika Valari, Virupa Goswami, Stavavali Savamala. They describe so many services that Manjaris do for the pleasure of Rana and Krishna. They do that, but how do they do that? They do all those specific services by expressing these 64 arts. The services are listed by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's 17 basic services of a Sakhi. 17 basic services. That's like Prahlad Maharaj says there's 9 basic forms of devotion. Shravana Kirtanam. But that means there's only 9 ways to serve Krishna? Someone says, I am painting pictures of Radha and Krishna. That's not hearing. That's not chanting. That's not remembering. That's not puja. What is this? So they ask Prabhupada. It doesn't appear to come under the 9 levels of devotion. So what is this? Oh, you're doing archanam. You're doing archanam. It's so much smartam. You must be remembering the Lord so much while you're painting. And that painting that you, just as a pujari decorates the deity with Shringar, the form, the murti, archavigraha, you're painting. You paint the naked body of Radha and Krishna. Then you paint the clothes on top of that naked form. Then you start painting the necklaces. And so what are you doing? You're doing Shringar. Chitra Murti. It's called Chitra. Chitra means painting. So this is Shringar. This is Archanam. Worship. So like this, although it appears very narrow, limited, there's only 9, there's so many unlimited ways to serve Krishna. Someone's cooking for Krishna. That's obviously, that's archanam, deity worship. But it's not just, this means deity worship. Cooking for the deity is also deity worship. So gopis have 17 services that are mentioned there, carrying messages, bringing Radha and Krishna together, and so many things. But then there's so many subsequent services. In the rendering of all these services, these 64 arts, which they're all expert at, they will express those arts in the context of different services for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So these 64 arts will be part of the repertoire. They will be part of the repertoire of every Sakhi and Manjari. You'll graduate from school. You'll know how to take blood pressure. You know how to take blood samples. You'll learn many things. But in a Sakhi school, in Boma Vrindavan, you go to Sakhi school, Manjari school. And all these things will be taught directly. Vishakha will teach singing and Lalita will teach this. They'll teach instruments. They'll teach all these things. Prabhupada once said a devotee should be expert at everything. You've heard this term? There's 26 qualities of a devotee. One of them is daksha. 26 qualities of Vaishnava. One is daksha, means expert. A devotee is expert. A Prabhupada is expert in cooking and kirtan and everything. Architecture, design, everything. So Manjaris are also expert. They have that quality. So these are number 16 art is Shekhara Pita Yojan. This is the art of setting a crown upon the head. Well, that seems easy enough. You just take the crown. There it is. That's really quite an art, no? Isn't it? You had to go to school for years to learn this art of setting a crown on the head. It's not so easy. Because these crowns are made of flowers. Turbans. Setting a crown on the head, including turbans and top knots of flowers. Like Krishna's hair is curled up like this, like a top knot. So there's a way to do it. Do you do it counterclockwise or do you do it from the bottom to the top? Start at the top of Krishna's top knot and go to the bottom? Or you start at the bottom, go to the top? Or you go down the sides? How do you do it? Do you know how to do it? If Krishna comes here with his top knot and says, okay, put flowers in it, you'll know? No. You just go. But then Radharani comes and she'll make flowers going down like this, and she'll make flowers going around like that, and so many different ways, because she knows the art. The art of setting a crown upon the head, including turbans and top knots of flowers. Nepatya Yoga. The art of putting on cosmetics in the dressing room for theatrical performances. You know that one. Nepatya Yoga. The art of putting on costumes. The art of putting on costumes in a dressing room for theatrical performances. So what is that theatrical performance? Is dancing a theatrical performance? And coming, the curtains opens up and the stage is there and someone's spinning and dancing. That's part of theater and drama. Dancing is one of the scenes. Theatrical performances. Costumes in the dressing room. Where's the dressing room? Where's the dressing room? Barsana. Yavat, yes. And the theatre, so who's dressing Radharani? Mandris and Sakis. Setting the ornaments, 12 ornaments and 16 embellishments, all these things they have to know how to set. Because she's going out. It says in the Bhagavatam, when Krishna went to the Rasa dance, he appeared dressed like an actor on a dramatic stage. He appeared like an actor on a dramatic stage. Because it's a theatrical performance. So he has his dressers. So the gopi, and they're also the gopis. So Radharani, they're dressing the gopis. This art must be learned. Nepatya Yoga, art of putting on costumes and dressing room for theatrical performances. And that's not like dressing room Bollywood movie set. That's, you have this narrow kind of, there's a little thing on a, there's a star above the door that says dressing room, Mr. B. And no one can go in there. It's a private dressing room for Mr. B. The dressing room is Radharani's bedroom. Or the dressing room can be in the kunjas of at Madhyan Leela in Radhakund. After Radharani bathes in Radhakund, then she has to be dressed. She goes in with just a thin white bathing outfit and comes out. She doesn't just walk around like that all day. She has to go in the kunj and she gets dressed. So it can be formal dressing rooms in the palace, or it can be informal dressing rooms in the kunjas. 18. Karnapatra Bhanga. The art of decorating the earlobe with flower or leaf ornaments and painting ornamental figures. Karnapatra Bhanga. Karna's ear. You heard of Karna in the Mahabharata? Mani Karna. Karna. Decorating the earlobe. In other words, making earrings, flower earrings. Decorating the earlobe. And painting ornamental figures. Sugandha Yukti, 19. The art of preparing and applying aromatics and perfume cosmetics of various kinds. So this is sugandhi, fragrant oils, how to prepare them. You don't just go down to the local, you know, oil shop in Loy Bazaar and buy a bottle of rose oil. Or kadamba oil, or Rukus or Rugulab. The art of making them, aromatics and perfume cosmetics of various kinds. This includes sprinkling sandalwood pulp and water to produce a nice fragrance. It's described when Radharani is walking down a footpath, the mandris are walking behind her, and they're carrying a small pot. And inside the pot is so much roses are there floating in the pot, and camphor. Camphor is there, and sandalwood. And the gopis have a leaf, like a banyan leaf. The mandris have a banyan leaf, kind of broad leaf banyan leaf. And they're carrying like this, and they're throwing on a foot in front of Radharani. They're taking the water, and they're throwing it in front as she's walking along the path to make it nice and fragrant and make the soil soft on her feet. So these are... the art of throwing fragrant waters and this and that. You see, when a king comes somewhere, they have some kind of instrument that they go like that. They throw rose water here and there. As a standard, Thakurji goes on procession. You must have seen. Didi's goes on procession. So someone's going in the front throwing flower petals, isn't it? Flower petals. The whole road is covered with flower petals. Then top, and then someone's going like this with a small bottle type thing with a skinny neck on it. And they're sprinkling rose water, camphorated water, any kind of flower scented water here and there. That's very nice. So that's an art, how to prepare those things. And how to, the art of sprinkling includes that. Number 20, Bhushana Yojan. The art of beautifying the body and limbs with specialized types of ornaments and jewelry. 21, Indrajal. The art of presenting, Indrajala. The art of presenting stage music, illusions, and jugglery. No jugglery? We talked about that the other day. Throw one thing up and another. So the gopis, they do juggling to entertain Radharani. Presenting stage music, illusions, and jugglery. Radharani's expert at presenting illusions. She just winks at Krishna and becomes moha. He becomes full of illusion, covered with illusion. But it's a particular art. 22. Kochumara Yoga. Kochumara Yoga. The art of appearing in various disguises. Give me an example. Oh, because we're talking about the gopis. So Radharani so expertly disguised herself as Subal Sukha that no one could tell. Not even?
Krishna.
Both are right. Not even Jatila or Krishna. When Subal Radha came to Radhakund and sat next to Krishna, and he was so distressed. Oh, Subal, why didn't you bring my Swamini? What? Don't you know I'm about to die? I'm going to drown myself in these very waters that gave me so much bliss. I'll give up my life right here. Why couldn't you bring my Swamini? And then she said, yeah, you know, you can go with Chandravali. Radharani's disguised as Subal. She says, oh, there's so many sakis. Chandravali's just down the road at Gauri Tirtha. Don't lament, don't give up your life. Why waste your youth? Why waste your youth? Hey, Subal, what are you saying? Nonsense. And of course, Krishna disguises himself in 20 different female disguises, described in Gopal Champu. Sometimes he comes as a bangle merchant selling bangles. And he says, Radharani, try this bangle. And he puts it on her wrist. And he keeps holding her wrist like this. Then Lita Sakhi says, why is he holding my wrist? Why won't he let go of my wrist? Because the bangle would go like this. No, she said, oh, try this. It's very nice. And this is very nice. This is very nice. would you tell this bangle merchant, this Kankanwali, this Kanganwali to let go of my wrist? Then Krishna comes disguised as a fruit wali, female fruit wala. And like this and like that. So, this is an art that Krishna knows and the gopis know. Actually, who did Krishna learn from? Radharani. So he learned how to disguise himself as a girl from Radharani. Sometimes Radharani disguises herself as Krishna also. In the Kunja, they exchange identities and she fully disguises herself as Krishna and Krishna becomes Radha. And then in Madhyan Leela. Then the gopis come in. Well, actually, Krishna is as Radha and Radha is as Radha. Sometimes they take Radhas, both are Radha and both are Krishna. So the gopis come in and say, oh, usually it's Krishna. Radha's become Krishna and Krishna's Krishna. But Krishna imitates Radharani's voice. And he says, oh, what happened? We left them. There was Swami and Swamini here in the Kunja. But now there's two Krishnas. What did he do? What did he do with my Swamini? And then Krishna speaks, oh, actually, he did some tantra on me. He did some tantra on me. He laid me down and he chanted some mantras all over my body and he touched all parts of my body and I became blue and I became Krishna. But he didn't touch my neck. So that's why I'm able to speak. Because this Krishna was disguised as Krishna, was Krishna imitating Radharani's voice. So then they said, well, what's that? Came out. Anyway, I forget how it goes, but it's like they're both like this, you know, dressed like this, and the gopis are confused. Which one is Krishna? And then they mistakenly think that, oh, that Krishna, they say, oh, this bogus Krishna. So then they drive him out. Oh, you look what you've done to our Swami. You know, you get out of this kunj. So the gopis, they drive out Radharani from the kunj, who's disguised as Krishna. Then they say, oh, Radharani, will you tell us everything that happened? And he said, I can only tell you one at a time. I can only tell one sucky at a time. So all of you go out. One come in and I'll tell you I'll show you exactly what he did to me. Exactly what happened, what he did to me, why I became turned into Krishna. But you have to promise me. Then one sucky would come in. So then Krishna would do all these things with his Krishna disguised as Radharani would have all these intimate pastimes and love dalliance with the gopis one by one, Lalita Vishaka, etc. So then when they were leaving, he said, listen, you have to promise me you don't tell the other one. It's like the one man circus. You know that story, the one man circus? Dong. 5 rupees dong. So each gopi got beaten and everyone was quiet. So that art, you have to know how to disguise themselves. So tomorrow, we don't know who's going to give class. Somebody may disguise themselves. If you learn this art tonight, you have a crash course in this art. So that's the art of appearing in different disguises. 23. Hasta means hot. Hasta Lagava. The art of sleight of hand. Do you know what that is? What is sleight of hand? You know, S-L-E-I-G-H-T. What is sleight of hand? It's kind of like jadu. It's kind of like a magic trick. You see these three apples, and you're watching. Yes, I see the three apples. Now watch very closely. Say, look, watch out. Where'd the other apple go? Oh, I don't know. Just watch. See? Acha. Oh. You know, there were three apples and you made one disappear. Now there's two apples. This is sleight of hand. Very fast. So the gopis, when do the gopis use this? Oh, Krishna, it's like this. They're talking to Krishna. Krishna, when he's intimately with the gopis or he's dancing, his flute sometimes is tucked in his waist belt. So he's dancing with them and they're speaking like this. Oh, Krishna, it's like this. And they're speaking like this with their hands and they reach their hand down and they pull the flute out from his dhoti and they pass it, Radharani passes it to Lalita. Then later on, when he discovers, hey, my flute is missing. What happened? I said, we don't know. What happened? Maybe you dropped it when you were with Chandravali. And then one monkey comes and says, that's right. This monkey was sent by Brindadevi. The monkey comes and says, Krishna, why are you falsely accusing the gopis of Vamshi Chori? They didn't steal your flute. Actually, tell the truth, Krishna. I'm a witness. The monkey's there, ha. And the monkey witness. And then Krishna says, who the hell are you? Where do you come from? So the monkey said, then Lalita says, spill the beans. Speak up. What do you say? I was just in Gauri Tirtha. Ripping off some bananas. The monkey. And I saw Krishna sneak in there, tiptoe into Gauri Kunj. And then while he was there with Chandravali, he forgot everything. He forgot everything. He forgot everything. And then at that time, Shaibya snuck up behind and took his flute. Shaibya's got the flute? Acha. And the monkey jumped away. Toom. So this sleight of hand is very much used by the gopis. It's very practical art. Vamshi Chori in so many instances. And this is, this one, everyone will like this one. Especially the ladies, I suppose, or men also. Chitra Shak Apupa, Chitra Shak Apupa Bhakshya Vikara Kriya. The art of preparing varieties of salad, bread, cake, and delicious foods. So, better learn how to cook. If not now, later. Chitra Shak Apupa. Apupa is a cake. And shak means spinach, salad, greens. Apupa is apupa is a type of cake. Bhakshya means eating. Vikara, varieties of kriya, doing. Making vikara, varieties. Vikara means transformation. Vikara, sattvic vikara. So making vikara, different transformations of food and salad, bread, cake, and delicious food. Hungry? Cakes. That's 24, now 25. Panaka rasa ragasava yojan. I was mentioning this earlier. Asava. Remember Arishta and Asava? These Ayurvedic wines they sell in the medicine shops are called Drakshasava, Kumari Asava, Saraswat Rishta. Oh, you're stupid. Take the Saraswat Rishta. Take 2 teaspoons after your meals. You'll be like Saraswati in no time. Saraswat Rishta. They have all these brain tonics and Kumari Asava is for women. Kumari Asava is fermented fruits and vegetables. Drakshasava, Dasamal Rishta, 10 roots that they ferment with water and gets, it's a wine, it's alcohol. So this is, the gopis are expert at making moonshine. So this is Panaka Rasa, Ragasava Yojan, the art of preparing nectar drinks and tinging draughts with red color. So Asava, Panaka Ras means, of course, Ras, drinks, Panaka means you drink. Nectar drinks, and Rag means color, Rag Asava. And the tinging those with a red color. But Asava also means a wine. I don't know if that's mentioned separately. That's one of the 64 arts. It may come under this one. And it would have to be included in this one because there's no separate mention of a similar art of winemaking or etc. It's called Madhupan, Kadambari Madhupan. So they're expert at preparing nectar drinks with fruits and whatnot. And sometimes they take those nectar drinks and they keep them for a few days. Today it's apple juice. And a few weeks later it's wine. It's apple wine. The sattva becomes tamo. The apple juice is sattvic. And you let it sit around in the open air, just let the water there, add some water, let it sit in the open air. The natural bacteria from the air will fall in the apple juice and form fermentation. And that will become a type of wine. So they know this art of preparing honey wine and wine from kadamba flowers and flower wine. There's flower wines and fruit wines and so many type of wines. And then coloring them with different colors. Just like basically whiskey is just colored alcohol. Something called whiskey, everyone's heard of whiskey. It's kind of brown in color. There's coloring in there. Because alcohol is clear. Like gin, vodka is clear. So this whiskey, they put some coloring in there, caramel or something to color it. Yeah. So, and then it's a different process, aging, this, that. It goes like that. So some people know how to make cakes and salads. And some gopis are more expert in making ragasavas. Suchivaya karma. Suchivaya karma. The art of needleworks, weaving, embroidery, and tailoring. So the gopis are expert at the art of with the needle, sewing different things, weaving, making embroidery, and tailoring. They make Radharani's clothes. And the mandris make the sakis clothes. And then the sakis give the prasadi. Or Radharani gives the prasadi. Her remnants of Radharani's, her kancholi, or her sari is given to the mandris. Because we always want prasad. Even in the temples in Vrindavan, you see that the Goswamis, it used to be the standard, that if they wanted to offer a sari to their wife, or wear a new dhoti, or new cloth, dhoti especially, or chadar dhoti or sari, they, even contrary, they would first offer to their deity. Because the Vaishnava consciousness is that they only want to take prasad from higher source. I know some devotees that they come and even ask sometimes, they say, do you have any old chadar? Do you have any old shoulder bag? And I said, why? He said, I want the prasad. I want to have cloth from a devotee. And then he showed me he had the shoulder bag, or what do you call it, joli, like shoulder bag? That was his guru's shoulder bag. I don't know who made the original one, but maybe his guru was a new one. And then it was patched up all over the place. And he said, this is so powerful, so special. This is the prasadi vastra of my guru and parampara. So we see in these temples, I stayed in Radhadamodar for 3 years, and I was direct witness to this, that I would see Radharani in a new sari, dressed in a new sari, and next day or so later, the wife was wearing the sari. Because this is very nice bhav, that first, and then if let the deity, first everything should be offered to the deity. I even know some devotees, they're so much deeply ensconced in this bhav, deeply entrenched in this bhav, that everything that contacts me must be prasad. This may be an extreme example, you may consider it. But the bhav is what's attractive. And this particular person is extremely advanced Vaishnavi devotee, Indian Vaishnavi, lives in Vrindavan. And I was told by her lady followers, I don't know her so intimately, of course, but if she gets soap, she first puts tulsi on and she takes a little bit of the deity's cloth when she's bathing in deities, takes a little soap and she rubs the soap on the deities, just a little bit. So it's prasadi soap. She gets a toothbrush, she puts it in front of the altar, offers it to the deity first, prasadi toothbrush. Because mandris do the same thing. They use Radharani's old toothbrush, or dant, or twig. Radharani uses it and chucks it in the mandris. Oh, they take it. Great prasad. And then, so this is, how can I accept any, how can I be the direct recipient of anything? How can I directly receive into my hands or for my use anything that's not first dedicated to the center, offered to the center? Very high state of pure devotion, bhav. It's not that we go around. It comes naturally. You don't read this in a book. Offer your toothpaste. Offer your soap. But we do hear you should offer everything to Krishna. And we do hear that everything should be prasadi. So in that realm, in the spiritual realm, it's going on like that. The mandris wear prasadi vastra of Radharani and the other sakis. And they take the remnants of Radharani. The cloth, the remnants. The oils are used by Radharani, they get the remnants. The tambul of Radharani, they get the tambul. The toothbrush, they get the toothbrush. So everything there on that level of the mandris, especially in the sakis, everything is prasad of Radharani or Krishna. Sutra Krida, the art of manipulating puppets with strings. Marionette, whatever they call them. You know? Take a puppet, the strings like cut putli. Like this, and then leg goes up, pull this, and leg goes up, and then arm goes up. So the gopis are expert at this. How they use it, and when they use it, that I haven't realized. The art of manipulating puppets with strings. I guess the main puppet that they manipulate is Krishna. And the strings are their love. Because we hear in the Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadaya, in the second verse, or maybe fourth verse of chapter 29, that Krishna has also learned this art from Radharani. Radharani is the guru, Prem Guru, Amishishya Nat, Krishna says. My guru, Tamara Guru Radha, Radhika, Ami Shishyanath. I am a dancing pupil. So Radharani knows his art of manipulating puppets with strings. Krishna learned it from her. Now that he learned it, he decided, oh, this Sharad Purnima is a very good night for practicing my art of puppet control. So then he played his flute, his vamshi. And when that flute sound entered their hearts, it acted like the strings on a puppeteer controlling a puppet. Vishnu is telling. That flute sound entered their ears. The flute went out there from Vamshivat all the way to Varsana or Yavat. And then they start, that the strings, the sounds of that flute started moving their legs and arms, just like a person with a, you don't see him, you just see the puppet. His hand is above the stay, above the curtain. And the children just see the guy dancing like this. So the gopis were the puppets. And the strings controlling the gopis is Krishna's flute song. Radhika, Lalita, Vishaka, aao, jaldi aao, come quickly. And so they're running down a footpath like puppets. So this is an example of this art of, let's say, gopis controlling Krishna with the strings of their love. And I never read anything about Radharani using puppets directly, as we would know it. 28. Veena Damaruka Vadya. Damaru. The art of playing the Veena. Nararamuni Bhajana Veena. Radhika Ramana Name. And you know Damaru? What does Lord Shiva play? You see on his pitch, his trishun, he has this tied usually on the top, he has a Damaru. Because he holds, because all that's together. Because this means the three modes of nature, which means the material world. And when it's time for destruction, there's no more, the three modes are finished. So he ties the Damaru. You've seen, you must have seen posters. You see the trishun? What's tied on it? An X-shaped drum. It goes like this, right? Goes like this and like that. X. This is X, right? The drum is here. So it goes like... So that's... So he picks up... He says, oh, time for pralaya. He starts shaking and dancing. He's dancing with this thing. And as he's dancing, then the whole material universe is destroyed. You see, they sell in the market sometimes little plastic ones with little beads on it. Kids buy them. Yeah. So the gopis are expert at playing that. I've never seen paintings of that or heard descriptions, but I guess they play that and destroy Krishna's peace of mind. 29. Prahelika, the art of making and solving riddles. So this is very common. You see in the Govinda Lilamrita, there's whole leelas where the gopis speak in riddles and Krishna always gets defeated in speaking riddles. He knocks on Radharani's door. Says, who is that? And then he says, it's Hari. And she replies, oh, it's Hari, come out. And Radharani replies, oh, I was warned that there's a lion in this forest. Hari means lion. I was warned that there is a lion prowling in this forest. I will definitely not come out. And he says, no, it's not a lion, it's the wielder of the chakra, Hari chakra. Chakra? That's the time factor. I don't have any time for like this. It goes, they have these dialogues you see in the Govinda Lilamrita. And every time they have dialogues, Krishna always gets bewildered and confused. Because Radharani is so much buddhiman, so intelligent. Supanditya. We heard earlier, she's Rasakrita Supanditya. So now, this is number 29A. There's an addendum here. There's two parts. Prahelika and Pratimala. The art of reciting verse for verse as a trial for memory or skill. So the Gopis are also have their verse books. They also have their index cards with verses written on them. And they're practicing and memorizing them. Verses. Or maybe some expertly composed chastisement. Verses of chastisement to rebuke Krishna when he misbehaves or disappoints them. So they're practicing art of reciting verse for verse as a trial for memory or skill. If one is having difficulty remembering verses, then he can pray to the gopis. Oh, you're expert at memorizing verses. Please bless me. Because what are your verses about? Uttama Shloka Sri Krishna. Your verses are only glorifying Uttama Shloka. What is the Veno Geet? Veno Geet is the Bhagavatam, chapter 21. It's the Gopi's verses glorifying Krishna. What is Gopi Geet? Gopi Geet is chapter 31, 10th canto. The Gopi's verses glorifying Uttama Shloka Krishna. So they have to practice. So they line by line, they go check, oh, what's his verse? And they go back and Tavagatamritam, Tata Jivanam. Okay. Now, when we meet him, now just you tell him this verse. Yes. Durva Chaka Yoga. Durva Chaka Yoga. The art of skillfully uttering tongue twisters that are difficult for others to repeat. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. In America, this is some kind of thing to tie up your tongue. Like in the morning, we're chanting these asticams, and our tongues get all tied up. No, this malini meter, malini chandas, and whatever. Sometimes our tongues get. I mean, if we're Brahmins, then we have some gifted tongues. This Brahmin tongue they have. But in general, most of us are Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Born as Shudra. So. But the gopis are expert at skillfully uttering tongue twisters that are difficult for others to repeat. Who is that other? Krishna. When it comes to speech, Krishna always loses. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha? No chance. Sri Gopi Uvacha, Radhika Uvacha. Because speaking requires some intelligence. And to speak tongue twisters and riddles requires lots of intelligence. And that's where Krishna falls short. He can't quite match the gopis in tongue twisters or in riddles. So in these particular games they play, Krishna always loses. But when he plays power games, like water splashing, sometimes he loses. Most of the time he wins. When our mandris are writing the pastimes, like Krishna's Kaviraj, they say that Krishna loses. Because the angle of vision of the mandris is that Krishna always loses. Vrindavane Sri Radharani Ki Jai. But it's also described that sometimes. So in these power games. But when it comes to playing dice, he loses. Because dice, it's not dice, it's like bridge. Moving the pieces, certain play. You're throwing dice, get a number, and you move your piece like this, Pashakela. So it's not just, you have to have great powers of intelligence. So Krishna loses that game. So, these intellectual games, he's not so good. Sometimes they wrestle, then Krishna wins. Naturally. And love battles, Krishna wins. Most of the time. Sometimes he goes ananga. He loses his anga. Goes unconscious. That's when Radharani is really in a retaliating mood. Text 31. Pushtak. Everyone, Hindi people know that. Pushtak. Pushtak Bandar. Pushtak Vachana, the art of clearly and quickly reading and reciting books, including techniques of chanting and intoning. So this is Pushtak Vachan. So they're quickly, they can do speed reading. Speed read the books. Whatever is useful for their service. Right? We study books that are useful for our service. If we're cooking for the deity, then we'll study cookbooks to learn different types of recipes. If we're making clothes, then we'll study books on design and fashion to get up with different designs. The gopis have their particular sevas, so they might study appropriate Vedic literature to more perfectly know that science. So Radharani is expert in all these things. Who does she study with? Who did Radharani learn these arts from? Who did Radharani learn these 32 arts from? 31 arts. No. She is Swayam Vidya. She knows all these arts automatically. That's why Krishna has to learn from her. They're self-manifested in the form of Radharani. She's personification of perfection, the origin of all these 64 arts. Then she trains Parampara, Lalita Vishaka like this. This we should keep in mind. I think that's it then. 32. Natik Akyayika Darshan. The art of enacting short plays and anecdotes. Arivo. This is an art of enacting short plays and anecdotes. So we have some of these type of gopis in our sangha that know this Nati Akyayika Darshan. The art of enacting short plays and anecdotes. So we'll start with 33 tomorrow. So this is... It's only 64. Tomorrow we'll probably finish and go on with describing the seven oceans of Radharani's form. Radharasura Nidhi Ki Jai.